Peter?
Obviously, it's not ER. And the whole problem here is generated by the variability in measuring ER and the fact that ER is a surrogate for topo II expression or some other kind of group of genes that are there. And right now, the data is terribly inconsistent. For instance, in the PAC-01 study, which is another one of those studies, which takes a look at an advanced anthracycline regimen plus a taxane, there was no difference in benefit between ER-positive and ER-negative patients. And there are other studies as well. So if you did a meta-analysis of all of this, what you would find, I think, is that there is a difference and that ER-positive tumors in general benefit less. But I don't think it's a yes-no type of thing. I think it's a...
There has been a meta-analysis, and that's what it shows.
Right.
Well, actually, no. The meta-analysis, however...
Without taxanes.
The meta-analysis for anthracycline showed no difference right. in the Oxford overview. Now, for chemotherapy overall, it showed a difference. So I think the question's still open, and I wouldn't want to give somebody the impression that a patient who's ER-positive and moderate risk shouldn't get chemotherapy.
What about the patients who are high risk, ER positive, based on the Oncotype DX assay? They have a 75% reduction in recurrence rate with chemotherapy, correct?
That's what undermines the global argument that ER positive shouldn't get chemo, and 8814 does it, because they have a subset of ER positives, not so high ER positives, who clearly benefited from the addition of CAF.
So. Eric? So just to follow up on one of Peter's comments, I'm not so sure that it isn't ER, but it's more than ER. It's ER in the interaction with endocrine therapy. So in 8541, when Don actually looked at the group of patients who did not receive tamoxifen, because in fact there were a group of patients in 8541 who didn't, because it in fact wasn't mandated when the study was started, the benefits associated with chemotherapy were very similar across ER negative and ER positive patients. But once you add on endocrine therapy, it seems to change the equation. And that may well be part of what's going on here.
Dan?
But how can that be?
Because why?
Because tamoxifen was given after the chemotherapy, so you can't propose that it's tamoxifen decreasing. Now, you could propose that there's a difference in absolute benefit, but not proportional reduction. In theory, the proportional reduction should be the same whether a patient got TAM or didn't get TAM.
Cliff?
So this is why I think we have to be so careful with this. All of this is hypothesis generating. The key to Don's presentation, which we didn't focus on just now, is in fact using ER status in the clinic to separate two kinds of breast cancer, a high hazard rate early recurrence breast cancer that's ER poor and a low constant hazard rate breast cancer that's ER positive. And really, from a simple math point of view, those two groups of patients define the difference. So the low recurrence rate tumors don't benefit so much from chemo. Our job scientifically is to figure out why, but it'll take a long time to see a benefit in those patients if there is one.
George?
Well, of course, when we talk about ER, there's not just one ER. If we believe the genomics data, there's at least two types of ER. And it may well be that there's true differential sensitivity to chemotherapy for one and not the other.